Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce Chamoff. Yes, I understand. A lot of you are complaining that I have not been here for a while, putting out podcast episodes, and now I'm back with a new microphone, by the way. I'm using the Blue Snowball Ice. A lot of you have told me about the Snowballs, which is a funny name for a microphone. The company itself, or the brand, is actually called Blue. So this is the Snowball Ice. Now, I don't know how this sounds yet. I'm not editing anything. You might hear me breathing. But when I had my other microphone that is downstairs in my basement, it is that one. You could hear every little breath, and every time I breathe through my nose, you could hear all that too. I don't know how this one is. I might need my editor, Naveed. Naveed, if you're out there listening, I might need you to edit this whole thing, to take out my nose breaths and make this sound really cool, and take out all my ums and my ahs, which I haven't said any yet. But now what I'm doing is I'm getting questions from podcasters. And I figured it would be really cool to have episodes around some of these questions, because people want to know how to succeed with their podcast. And it's really important that we know as well. Now, first of all, this question, I'm not going to actually mention the podcaster today. He didn't want his name mentioned. I don't know why. Because, hey, it's free publicity, right? Anyway, before I talk about that, I want you all to go to the New York City Podcast Network and sign into our new portal, because there are so many cool things on the portal, and we're the only podcast network that offers a portal. You log in, you can, you know what, let me just log in right now. I should probably have like a YouTube video on this, but I do actually, but a better one, because I've added a lot of new features. So what I'm doing right now, if you want to follow along, I'm going to the homepage of the New York City Podcast Network. Now, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little link, which I'm going to make it a little bit more prominent, and that is podcaster login. So you log in, and hopefully you will have your username and password. If you don't, you could just say forgot password. And if you haven't signed up yet, sign up, because this portal helps you manage your podcast all by yourself. So if you have any changes to your podcast, you don't have to say, hey, Bruce, the name changed, or I'm no longer on Buzzsprout, I'm now on Anchor. Can you change the RSS feed? Oh, by the way, I got a highlighted episode, but I want to change it to a different highlighted episode. Well, now, folks, you can do all this on your own. It's a self-serve portal, and it's really easy to use, but we will be coming out with some tutorials, putting up some videos onto YouTube, and you could follow along. But I will tell you that you got a dashboard, and then I'm clicking right now. So you got account info, and that is to change your password and your name, and then you got the podcast info itself, and that is what hosting platform are you on, what's the name of your podcast, what's your description, what's your monetization link, that is if you are a professional level. And we also have streaming platforms. So are you on Apple, are you on Spotify, are you on Google Play, is it Google Play, I'm sorry, Google Podcasts. Are you on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud? They're all out there. And you could put your podcast streaming platforms in there. And then the highlighted episodes, you put in the title and the URL and you hit the save button. But that's only if you're upgraded. And now we have analytics. We have advanced analytics. So believe it or not, you can get everything from downloads to your plays to the plays to views ratio, which when you log in, you'll see all that. The five best performing episodes, that's your five best performing episodes, total downloads by date, external clicks, and top, top best exposure by city. I don't think that's grammatically correct. We'll have to fix all that. And you click the button and you view a whole bunch of line charts and pie graphs. Yes, we do collect the data on all of this stuff. But that's not it. Now, we also just added a likes system, sort of like Facebook likes. Yeah, it's a social media component to a podcast network, and we're the only ones that allow people to like specific podcasts. So when you log in to the portal, you only see the podcast that you like. If you love cooking and you hate, let's say, technology, then you can like the cooking podcast and you only get those episodes when you log into the portal. A lot of cool thing there. You can submit podcast news. You can watch the success videos. And you can also sign up to play music and get paid for it and play commercial ads and host ads. All that pays you. So, go there now. Log in and start managing your podcast. But now, the question that somebody asked me, and I don't know why he still wants to be nameless, but all right, he's nameless. What I want you to do, everybody, is any questions you have for succeeding in your podcast, send it to me. I'm going to make an episode around it, and I am going to highlight your podcast. So, it is time for 7 reasons why there are so many freaking podcasters now. You got to face it. Everybody tells me that there are so many podcasters, and maybe they became big because of the pandemic. I do hear that all the time, but I think that's just one reason. But it's a big reason. It really is, because people couldn't go to work. They were at home in the beginning of the pandemic. They were stuck at home. Hey, it was a great time to start a podcast. You weren't going out in public because you didn't want to get COVID-19. This is before the vaccines. This is when we weren't used to wearing face masks every single day, so we didn't, and we still went out there in denial. But the people who didn't stayed home and started podcasts. So that is one of the reasons why there are so many freaking podcasters out there. I'm not saying freaking. I mean, that's the question that was asked. Like, that exact word was used. But that's not part of the 7 reasons. Let me tell you what are the 7 reasons. And this one's a big one. Number one, to become an influencer. There are so many influencers now. In social media, that is the buzzword, isn't it? When somebody becomes big and they have thousands and thousands, maybe a million subscribers, yes, they are an influencer. You know what? Podcasting is a great way to make you an influencer. Hey, I feel like an influencer. I really do. I mean, I'm influencing everybody that listens to the show to become successful. Why not? It's a no-brainer. The other reason, or the second reason, is to teach. There are so many education podcasts out there, so many. And I listen to a lot of them. I have my favorite podcast, but I'm not going to mention them here because I don't want to leave anybody out, or I don't want to actually not mention somebody and make that person feel bad, so I'm not going to do that. But I do have my favorite podcast on the New York City Podcast Network. And I do learn. I mean, I learn mostly from YouTube videos. I mean, I watched a lot of YouTube videos on teaching myself stuff. Like, I taught myself the guitar, how to play, you know, hard rock guitar. I taught myself some coding languages. I taught myself some podcasting. And yes, mostly from YouTube videos, but I do learn from the audio shows as well. So if you like to teach, well, a lot of people are getting there. They're learning how to podcast. They're teaching people things through their podcast. That's a cool one. The next reason is to feel important. I know a lot of the podcasters I talk to, they want help from me, and they tell me that my podcast makes me feel important. It's really cool. It really is. My podcast, it makes you feel important, right? You're the host of a show. Let me tell you that when I was, I don't know, what was the year? 2002? I wanted to be, actually no, this goes back to college, like the late 80s. I wanted to be a radio DJ. I wanted to play my taste in music. Unfortunately, where I went was Kane University, but it was Kane College at the time. Now it's Kane University in Union, New Jersey. And it was full. The radio station was full. And I just never got to be a DJ. But that feeling just never went away. And in 2005, I started my first podcast called the Fresh Music Series. And it's exactly that. I was playing unsigned artists, including my own music. And I felt important. I really felt like an important DJ. It was cool. So that's reason number three. We still got four more. And I don't keep these podcast episodes that long. I really don't. I don't believe people like long podcasts. I think less is more. Shorter is better. And you get people following you all the way to the end of the episode. Let's face it. I can't listen to a three-hour episode of Joe Rogan. I mean, I understand Joe Rogan has got his, $250 million deal with Spotify, but I'm sorry, three-hour podcasts are not my thing. Although he is a good podcaster. But now I keep these things down to like 15 minutes. Get you in, get you out. That's it. I like to lead a community. So that's the fourth reason. Lead a community. The New York City Podcast Network is a community. Now I'm talking to all the people who are on that community, in that community. And I thank you all for being a part of it. And you are on a network. We're turning this into a social network. So that's kind of a community, right? Let's go to reason number five. And that's to advertise your business. That's a big one. When you're advertising and branding, podcasts are really good ways to help you get in touch with your customers, both current and new. Okay? Remember that. It's branding. It's basically keeping in touch and letting your customers know that there is a real person or a group of people or a team behind your business. And that's really important. So if you have a business or people who have businesses, they are starting podcasts. But you can put that in combination with what's happening with the pandemic, that there were so many people flooding the podcasting right then and there. They had businesses and they couldn't travel. They couldn't get on a plane. So they just started doing more on Zoom and doing more on podcasting. Pretty cool. What number are we on? Sixth. The sixth reason why there are so many freaking podcasts, because audio eyes, I just made that word up, audio eyes your blog. So you have a blog and you've been blogging for years, and now you want to have a really cool sound to that blog. And keep in mind, there's an opposite end here too. The opposite end is if you have a podcast and you want to transcribe your blog. But if you are blogging, a podcast is really a good way to get your actual content out there with an audience. Because I read so many blog posts, and you see at the very end, the blogger. And a little description about that blogger, but you don't really know the blogger very well. You only know the blogger through that person's blog post. But now I see that a lot of bloggers are turning to podcasting. And keep in mind that they're not replacing their blog with a podcast. They're complementing their blog with a podcast. And I just want you to know that all of this is because of the pandemic. We didn't have as many podcasts as we do now. I think in Podno 2021, which on June 26th of 2021, we had Rob Greenlee, who was formerly, well, now with Podbean, and back then he was with Libsyn. He was a vice president of, I forgot what it was, like the content, but he said at that moment that there were 4.3 million podcasts. And I can only imagine that there are so many more now. Let's get on to, well, the last reason is pretty much the same as the fifth one. I'm sorry, the one before it, which is to audioize your blog. This one is to bring life to your blog, which is a little different than audioizing it, but I guess it's kind of the same. So you could probably say that six and seven are the same. But yeah, I mean, if you really want to, I don't know, if you want to bring life to your blog, audioize it, podcasting is a perfect way to do it. Now, I know a lot of you are complaining about this because the competition for audience members is just so great now. And it is. It's overwhelming to the point where you might be losing audience members because of the fact that there are so many podcasters. So the question is, how do you fight that? Now, I was thinking that the reason why this particular podcaster used the word freaking is because he was substituting it for a different word that I can't say. But interestingly enough, it shows that he was a little frustrated with the fact that now he has to work a little harder to get his content out there and win audience members. Well, what I'm saying is you just got to deal with it and just keep on doing your thing. Put out the episodes as often as you can. Maybe you could try the blue snowball ice microphone. And I think that you just have to deal with it. Keep on putting episodes. Keep taking your audience on the date. Remember that episode I had? Take your audience along on the date. And also make your podcast like Elon Musk, right? The question is, would Elon Musk buy your podcast, right? Would he buy it? Would Mark Zuckerberg buy your podcast, right? Facebook has bought so many services, so many independent services. Why can't they buy a podcast, right? So, well, actually, they're not Facebook anymore, right? They're Meta. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with a bunch of new songs from a lot of artists, and I'm going to play them on this show. And let me just give you the lineup here. So the lineup that we're going to play is we're going to start it off with a really cool band called Crowfoot. And the song is called Black as Coal. Really good production and rock song. And then we're going to come over to a nice R&B song from Nevik Wright. The song is called Legacy. And then we're going to play a nice pop song from Al Buchanan. The song is called Undivided Light. And finally, we're going to conclude this episode with my new song that just came out on February 6th on Spotify. It's called Stand Up and Fight. So let's get into it right now. This is Black as Coal from Crowfoot, and I'll see you guys in the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster.
Just to let it be. Don't tell me anything I don't need. life can hit it like it's golden. Leave a legacy, yeah. Leave a legacy, yeah. One life, yeah, leave it like a hornet. I get out here five, yeah, that's what he does to me. We were stolen, yeah, we really stolen legacies. Leave a legacy, yeah, yeah, leave a legacy. Before you own it, gotta believe it that you own it. Yeah, them talks make a winner, yeah. No one said the journey was gonna be easy. Yeah, yeah, searching for myself, made that change. Yeah, I made that change. See so many change. Rain falling on my roof, I be true to rain. Yeah, yeah, she said she love me, she ain't love me like my mama. She love too much drama, switching for the commas. Break my heart just to find a brighter future. Watch out for the karma, yeah, yeah, that's my beat. Yeah, the seasons change, circles rearrange, couldn't be the same. Ooh, I can't complain. Brains, right, brains in my biology. Different breed, I don't play that symphony. Inspiration for the people to be free. If it's only in the mind, we can wish upon a star, yeah, yeah. Hey, I hope for the best, yeah. We only want the best, yeah. We only deserve the best, yeah. Yeah, you waste no time, you waste no time. Don't get lost in your mind. Leave a legacy, yeah, yeah. Feel the use, then feel it all, yeah. Life, yeah, leave it like a hornet. I get out here flying, yeah, that's what he does for me. We were stolen, yeah, we really stolen legacies. Yeah, yeah, leave a legacy, leave a legacy. Before you own it, gotta believe it that you own it. Yeah, them thoughts make a winner, yeah. No one said the journey was gonna be easy. Yeah, yeah, searching for myself, made that change. Yeah, I made that change, see so many change. Rain falling on my roof, I've been through the rain. Love stretcher for me, gold for me, purpose. Looking for the cure, for the remedy. Yeah, yeah, never be another me. Feeling from the ground up, this ain't love, this is faith, this is prophecy. Ain't no one know you a thing. Yeah, you owe yourself. All them times you spent, brain wasting liability. Yeah. Yeah, I know I'm greatness from the formless, from the nameless. So the hell you think I aim this? I'm a star that's in the matrix. Everything I speak takes form. I teach these beats like some piranhas. Y'all the legacies upon us. Yeah, bluffing numerous anonymous. Think I'm thin, snap my fingers, make shit happen. Suckers keep on ducking, I'ma keep on elevating. Took him like a saucer, flying saucer, yes, invasion. Universal legacy, it's in my DNA. Living like a hornet. I get out your flight, yeah, that's what he does to me. We were stolen, yeah, we really stolen legacies. Leave a legacy, yeah, yeah, leave a legacy. Before you own it, gotta believe it that you own it. Yeah, them taunts make a winner, yeah. No one said the journey was gonna be easy. Yeah, yeah, searching for myself, made that change. Yeah, I made that change, see so many change. Rain falling on my roof, I be through the rain.
Where to go, take it. say your harsh words. I'm ready to pass by and round up the hurt. Nobody wants to help you, so swallow your pride. I will call the cavalry and they will choose sides. So I stand up and fight. You want my respect, so you better not deny. So I stand up and fight. It's all I want to settle for a tie. She plays the victim, her ego's always hurt. I kept my distance, she still throws dirt. I cut off all ties so I won't explode. And I can keep returning, just stay off the road. So I stand up and fight. You want my respect, so you better not deny. So I stand up and fight. It's all I want to settle for a tie. Stand up and fight. I'm so tired of playing your fool. So I stand up and fight. You can keep going and feed my hungry fuel. Respect, so you better not deny. So I stand up and fight. It's all I want to settle for a time. I stand up and fight. I'm so tired of playing your fool.